Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, November 20th, 2007. The Israeli army kills three Palestinians in Gaza and injures three boys in the northern part of the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Three Palestinians were killed in two separate Israeli attacks in several parts of the Gaza Strip on Tuesday. Palestinian medical sources in the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis announced that one Palestinian civilian was killed and another three injured, one seriously after Israeli forces opened fire randomly in civilian homes in Al-Khaza town east of Khan Yunis on Tuesday morning. Eyewitnesses reported that armed clashes broke out between Al-Qassam resistance and an Israeli special force who invaded the town overnight on Monday. Elsewhere, two Palestinian resistance fighters were killed by the Israeli army at the northern Gaza-Israel border on Tuesday at dawn. The Al-Aqsa Brigades, the armed wing of Fatah, said that two of their fighters died while taking part in a fight against an Israeli military outpost on the eastern Gaza-Israel border line. Later on Tuesday morning, Palestinian medics said that the Israeli army did not allow medical crews to transfer the bodies of the resistance fighters, adding that as the crews attempted to approach the area, the Israelis opened fire on them. The Israeli army on Tuesday attacked several parts of the West Bank and kidnapped at least 20 Palestinian civilians. Palestinian sources said that the kidnappings were made in the cities of Hebron, Bethlehem, Nablus, and Jenin. Six of those kidnapped were from the Al-Farah refugee camp located southeast of the northern West Bank city of Jenin. Witnesses added that Israeli troops opened fire on local schoolboys, lightly injuring four of them. On Monday night, Israeli troops imposed curfew on several Palestinian towns between Nablus and Qalqiyah after the announcement of the killing of an Israeli settler by Palestinian resistance fire. Local sources reported that scores of military vehicles invaded several towns at dawn on Tuesday with heavy random fire and the ransacking of homes, claiming that they were looking for resistance fighters. Internally, Hamas sources reported that Fatah-affiliated security forces had arrested five Hamas members and attacked two mosques from several parts of the West Bank on Monday night and Tuesday morning. According to a statement faxed to the press, the Hamas movement said that the arrest took place in Nablus city, Jenin, and Tubas in the northern part of the West Bank, and in Hebron and Bethlehem in the southern part of the West Bank. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, brought to you by Nate Bremen and Ghassan Banuda.